The people in Naravan were up in arms to kill Ali's envoys and those who were faithful to him. Many messengers were sent to the camp of the infidels, but their torn apart bodies returned to Ali's camp.
Malek, I don't know why those people in Naravan have killed our messenger. Son is an angel compared to them. I could believe that they've pierced the stomach of Ibn Kabab's pregnant wife. What should we do, Malek? Should we go to Siphon or to Naravan?
With these incidents, the way to Siphon is closed. The gods curse be upon their dark hearts.
With the terror they've planted in our hearts, our warriors' feet are shaking. They're afraid of going to Siphon, because those men in Naravan might pierce their wives and children's stomachs. Before going to the Levant, we have to do away with those bloodthirsty infidels.
اللهم اجعلها عندك في اعلاء الليين واخلف على اهلها في الغابرين وارحمها برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.
brothers. Our fate is taking us to a confrontation with a group of people who, according to the commander of the faithful, use the earth as their rugs and the soil as their beds. They consider water a sweet drink. They only believe in what they see, and they say whatever they feel. Their clothes are the Quran, and their formal clothes are supplication. Those people stay away from worldly affairs and change colors all the time. They walk in stealth and creep in the darkness of the forest that is full of trees. Their words are harmful, and their behavior is an incurable disease. They insist on what they want, and they're extremist judges. They're followers of the devil and the burning fire of hell. They are the devil's army. You have to be aware that the followers of the devil are all losers. The commander of the faithful talked to them about their breakaway from us in person. He heard their stupid and despicable excuses and talked about truth to them. They were blind and they didn't see anything. They were deaf and didn't hear anything. They're ruthless, and they shed our companions' blood. Perhaps you've heard the horrific event that happened to Ibn Kabab, his wife, and the baby in her womb. They beheaded Ibn Kabab and pierced his wife's stomach and put their unborn baby on top of a spear. Instead of going to Siffin, we'll go to Narawan to fight against the murderers of our companions. Be aware that God will protect you.
Imam Ali changed his course and moved towards Narawan. The cruelty of the men in Narawan had caused a lot of fear, and the Imam didn't have any option but to confront them. But before fighting with those dogmatic bigots, he warned them about the future and said, "I'm warning you of the day when your dead bodies are on the banks of this river and all across this region. I warned you against the arbitration, but you didn't listen to me. So, I gave up my decision because of what you wanted. Oh, you ignoble, wretched people. I didn't cause any disaster and didn't want you to lose anything." Then he turned to his own companions and said, "I swear to God that not even 10 people will remain alive among you, and not even 10 people will be killed among you."
Stay right there. Don't get any closer. Hey, monster of tricks, stay where you are.
Do you think we are infidels? All right, but our hands aren't wet, so we won't make you dirty.
When a Muslim becomes an infidel, they'll be compared with a dog. Even their breath is unclean.
Even if you compare us with dogs. Your behavior is oppressive. I'm talking rationally. Why are you shouting for no reason, Ibn Wahab?
Why does Ali keep sending envoys here?
Maybe. He wants to test your mercy and compassion.
You're a traitor by nature. You can't have it both ways. You're sometimes with Muawiyah and sometimes with Ali. Tell me, have you come over here to force us to lay down our swords? Ali has changed his way and is coming to Narwan. Maybe he wants to do something. Our message to Ali is the same as before.
Ali is currently going to the Levant. He came to Narawan to extend his hand and help those innocent people that are amongst you.
We won't team up with infidels to fight against infidelity.
Some of your soldiers are responsible for beheading our companions and piercing the stomachs of our women. We won't hurt you, but on the condition that you hand over the murderers to us.
All of us in Nahrawan were complicit in killing the infidels. Go, give this message to Ali. Go. Go. Reciters of the Quran, it's me, Ibn Abbas from the Hashem tribe. Those who have read and memorized all the pages and verses of the Quran must know me. I'm a reciter of the Quran, like most of you. I've tried all my life to find a way to the depth of the Quran, but I haven't understood its deep meaning. And I haven't gone beyond its superficial aspects. If I have some understanding, I owe it all to Ali. I suggest that you ask questions instead of fighting with your swords. If Ali's answers don't satisfy you, you can declare him an infidel and cut off his head. In my speech, in this battlefield that the soldiers have resorted to the Quran as their shields, I'd like to touch on a saying by the Prophet who said, "One of you will get into a battle in order to interpret the Quran, just like me, that I got into a battle for the revelation of the Quran." Abu Bakr and Umar, who were in the meeting, asked him if either of them was the person the Prophet meant talking about. He said no. They asked who he was. He said the person who patches his shoes. When they were going out of the meeting, they saw Ali, who had sat down on the ground and was patching his shoes. Today is that day. You have to be aware that you've drawn your swords against the vicegerent of God. There are some people among you who couldn't shed the Muslim's blood. Remember this flag. We'll wait right here until tomorrow morning. Those who purge their hearts of ignorance and seek shelter under this flag will be in the army of God.
You see her, Ras? They're running away in droves. You see them?
They are cowards. We have to tell the commanders about it.
Ras, for God's sake, don't go. I'm your father. Don't I have any right? I've raised you, haven't I? Let's go. Let's go to Kufa. We still have time.
That's useless. Don't cry, old man. You know full well how your children have behaved. I believe in just one. Only one God.
Aras, these people are the devil's servants. They're ruthless and they say stupid things. I saw with my own eyes that they pierced a pregnant woman's stomach.
I don't have anything to do with what they say, or with what they do. I want to take revenge for my brother, Harez.
Do you think that I've forgotten the grief over your brother? I buried a part of myself in Siphon. I swear to God that this wound will never heal.
So why do you have doubt, old man?
No, they shot Harez from behind. His murderer is someone who knows us, Horas.
He was killed by Levantine Arrow.
The arrow you saw was meant to mislead you. Horas hadn't turned his back on the army of the Levant. He was fighting with them face to face when the arrow was shot at his back. I'm sure that he knew his murderer. I feel sorry that he didn't have the chance to talk before his death.
So why didn't you say so sooner?
I didn't have a clue, boy.
Well, do you have a clue now?
We hadn't done anything bad to anyone. We didn't have any problem with anyone. The only possibility must be Wardan.
Wardan?
He's following us like our shadows. You saw that he was the first person who got there over Haris's dead body in Siphon.
Father, he loves Gotam. It's impossible. He wouldn't do that.
That's exactly why I'm suspicious of him. We didn't let him get married to Gotam. Maybe he wants to remove us from his way. Narawan is a venue for religious extremists, but Wardan is not a religious person. What is he doing in Narawan? My son, do you see that I was right? You see how they broke my back?
You see, brother? It's just a rumor that Ali doesn't ambush and never starts a war. Haras was like my son. Just like my son Harhus. Who died so tragically young, and his blood was wasted away in Siphin. What are you doing? Where are you taking his dead body?
I want to bury him with my own hands. Just like I did with Harez in Siphon. Arabs will perish because of their own ignorance. Until yesterday, we used to bury our daughters alive, and today, we bury the blood-soaked bodies of our sons.
Wait. Wait. We have to pray over his dead body.
Do you want to pray, you murderer? It's a shame.
Don't go, you fool. Don't go. His dead body won't be purified.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are you a runaway from Narawan?
No. I was wounded in Narawan.
But I can't see any wound on your body.
I've just buried my wound.
Who was he?
My son.
May God have mercy on his soul.
Who are you?
Ibn Muljam Muradi.
Do you have any news from Narawan, Muradi?
Ali killed everyone, old man. A few people like you and me who survived are now vagrants in the desert. Where are you going?
Kufa.
Nothing remains of Kufa, old man. If a man leaves his house, it will collapse. Kufa has become the city of owls. Come with me to Mecca.
Oh. I've left a piece of my heart in Kufa. Rats. Arrest. Arrest.
I did what I had promised.
Is the Jew murderer?
It's me, Wardan. The person who turned into a plaything for you in the hope of a promise. Wardan, the murderer of the Caliph. You said your daughter's marriage portion is blood, but it turned into a sea. I drowned in the sea of blood, you infidel! I'm not the murderer of your sons. Me, you killed them!
Ha 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 ha!
What happened?
I can't do it. You slaughter it.
What about you? To hell with you. You take after your uncles.
I'll slaughter it. I think that you'll be a chef in heaven.
Come and learn how to make food so you won't be criticized in the future.
I know how to make food. Teach me how to love. Have you ever fallen in love? Oh, it burnt!
A fistful of salted almonds for my darling daughter. Come on, eat them. Eat them. Another fistful of salted almonds for my darling daughter. Where are your brothers? Ares? Haras? Ares? Haras? Where are Hares and Haras?
I won't tell you before the shadow of that stick reaches here.
The shadow of which stick? What have you done to the boys?
They ate my food, and I locked them up.
A repellent of evil deeds. In the well?
I won't tell you before the shadow of that stick reaches here.
You can eat my food. Now tell me, where have you locked them up?
They're almonds.
The share of both of them. Get them. Oh, get them. Get all of them.
Here.
Here? Oh. Oh, oh. To hell with you. Are you deaf? Are you blind? You're humiliated by a little girl? You useless boys, get out! You can't do anything! You're useless! You're useless! Oh, darling. You're a girl, but you can defeat an army.
Oh, God. A red apple for Hares. Take it.
Can I eat it?
No. Oh, God. A green apple for Haraz. No. Oh, God. I want a dagger for myself. Now, the red and green apples are mine. I don't need God anymore. Get down.
God's curse upon the devil. Come upstairs, you wretch. We've already had a lot of trouble with this army of evil infidels. And now you've also joined them, you wretch. Hurry up, go, before I break your ankle. Quickly!
It wasn't my fault. Lord Tom told me to play God.
Oh. Repellent of evil deeds. Why didn't you get something for me, my darling? Why?
I got myself for you. Isn't it enough?
Oh, yes, it is. It is.
Vardan, come here. You're my double, my true hidden half. Please revive my dead miracles.
I'm dead.
You killed me, murderer.
Shut your mouth! Vardan! You're distraught. Say something. You'll feel better. Why are you distraught?
We're both the literature of the same elegy.
That was a poetic interpretation. When a lover reaches the point of madness, he becomes a real lover. And the reason for his distress is being far from his beloved. I understand why you're distraught. But why are you scared?
I dreamt that a white cat ate my black horse.
Look who's come to visit the queen of this city of ghosts after months of loneliness. An insane man whose only possessions are his fiery eyes. Tell me, man. How many people's throats did you cut? How many dead people's saddlebags did you rob? Tell me the truth. I haven't heard anything for a while.
Why don't you believe me, Gautam?
How can you prove it?
Can you hear it? It's the sound of my heart. My heart.
Eat some sweets, you barking dog. The mother of death has made these.
What are you looking for, Goddam?
I'm looking for the killer of my life.
You're so ungrateful.
Not a man.
You're a coward.
No!
I'll torture you to death, Wardan.
To bury the dead. The army will go to the Levant.
The Levant?
Yes, the Levant.
Is Ali going to take this exhausted army to the Levant? This grieving army will not last long. Tell me, Oday, have you found your son's dead body? Have you forgotten your grief?
My grief for my son won't affect my devotion, Ashaz. I have complete faith in Ali. I won't leave him alone, even if he burns me alive.
It's strange. God is aware of it, and you'd better know as well. I need some time before I go to the Levant.
To do what?
To get back my strength, brother.
So those letters by Nabiga's son eventually worked.
Oh, servants of God, maybe you're right. Ali's justice has made everyone run away.
The infidels were ignorant people who had no insight. They made peace while they had issued a decree to declare Imam Ali an infidel. They declared that most of the people in Iraq were infidels and said they should be killed. They started to kill the people and loot them. Imam Ali had no option but to go to the Battle of Naravan. He said, I made the eyes of sedition blind. Well, no one had the courage to do that. Ask me before you lose me. The most horrifying sedition, in my opinion, is the sedition caused by the sons of Umayyad. I swear to God that you'll find out that the sons of Umayyad are bad rulers. You'll feel them as a disaster. They have a terrifying face and follow the tradition of darkness that was practiced during the years of ignorance before Islam. At that time, the people of Quraysh will be ready to even give up the world in order to see me for a short time. They'll be ready to give up whatever I want today, although they don't give the smallest amount of it today.
You're going in a different direction, Ashas. Where are you going?
Kufa.
So what will happen to the Levant?
We don't have enough strength and supplies.
A blind man never loses his walking stick twice. What have Nabiga's sons put on their spears now?
Your words have become as sharp as swords, Ashtar. The army cannot go to the Levant for hundreds of logical reasons.
Give me one of those logical reasons.
We made Kufa grieve because of Narawan. Our families aren't safe in Kufa. We can't go to the Levant while the wounds of Narawan are still fresh. Ali has to wait for a while. Until the wounds of Narawan are fully healed.
I wish you were in the Narawan army, Ashas.
Imam Ali received the news that the army of Muawiyah had attacked the towns. The Imam got upset because of his companion's reluctance to perform a jihad and said, "Jihad is one of the doors to heaven that God opens to his chosen friends, and it is the clothes of piety that they wear. Whoever stays away from jihad and thinks of it as something unpleasant, God will make them wear clothes of disgrace and will send them many disasters. I called on you day and night, publicly and in private, to fight against those unfortunate people before they attack you and run away. But none of you were ready to perform jihad, and none of you acted responsibly because you were ignorant. Then they attacked you from different directions and took over the towns, one after another. I've heard that the invaders have attacked the house of Muslims, as well as non-Muslims, who are protected by Islam, and have made their women take off their necklaces, their bracelets, their earrings, and anklets from their necks, hands, feet, and ears. From now on, if a Muslim man dies from the grief over similar incidents, you are not entitled to complain. It is strange. I swear to God that those people's unity in their wrong path and your lack of unity in your right path take away our hopes and renew our grief.
Where is Ibn Abbas going, Jondab?
To Basra. He's going there to see if he can organize an army. Did you see Ashas?
Uh-huh.
We are going to have to kill him. If Ali allows me, I'll put an end to his evil deeds with a strike of the sword.
No, Jondab. No. If people like Ash'as didn't exist, the loyalty of people like you would remain in doubt.
I don't know anyone. I didn't see anyone.
Huh. Why are you still alive?
It was my fate to stay alive so the people in Kufa can curse me. Was it me who made the children in Kufa orphans? You can spit in my face and go.
I wish you deserved it.
Who are you? I don't need to turn on the lamp for 40 days. You made my house full of light, darling. If I knew that you'd come here, I would roll out the red carpet for you. Kulsum! Hey, Kulsum!
I'll sit right here.
The place you are sitting now will one day be the king's throne. 7 feet by 7 feet with a fan as wide as a quilt with embroidered margins and the decorative objects made with peacock and rooster feathers. Oh, angel, what do you think?
Your dreams are like those of young girls who want to get married. How could you possibly save your life with all those incidents, Uncle?
Should I ask again?
No.
On the rope of our dreams, we can hang thousands of clothes that don't belong to anyone. Forget about it. These are ducks, you see. And this dead city here is Kufa. I'm not sure about you, but I'm Gotam. A 20-year-old girl who is 70 at heart, and I don't know anything but hatred. I followed the trace of my father's killer, and I reached your house.
So don't give me a chance! Just use your dagger!
You've killed your memory, Sheikh. So you're already dead.
I haven't killed anyone! At least you believe me, don't you? I went to Narawan to save Kufa, but I couldn't save it. I couldn't save it. Gotam, as far as I know, your father was not in Narawan.
Thank you. This point is the key to the mystery of his death. Instead of thinking about your distant dreams in palaces, kitchens, and mazes, you'd better plant onion shake. Wait, Wardan. Wardan.
Yes, Commander.
Commander? That's a nice title. I know why you're following me. Commanders need stupid devotees. But you're not stupid. You're a cat. A cat that would land on its four paws no matter how it falls down.
What are you doing with me, lady?
You're bothering yourself for no reason. I found the trace of my father's murderer. I'm sure that you're not the killer. My servitude leash will be around a person's neck who can take revenge for me.